Hello, my friends, my name is Chris Elliott and I recently published two articles and videos through Cyprus Scene questioning why the UK, it seems, does not want to recognise the TRNC and Turkish Cypriots by the statements they have been making. And in the latest cases of mismanagement of the Cyprus issue, the UN is struggling to prove to the world that they are squeaky clean in trying to be fair and helping both parties in the Cyprus dispute. But have they? After 50 plus years, there is a lot of truth coming out of the Cyprus issue footlocker, so be patient and read on and see what has been going on. The UN, it seems, is lost for words and needs to look at its Cyprus double-dealing records, according to reports. When an Anadolu reporter asked UN associate spokesperson Florencia Soto Nino about the response of the UN and the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, UNFISIP, to actions by the Greek Cypriot administration and the TRNC during a news conference, the reporter cited occasions, including those in 1996, 2003, 2004, 2012, and 2020, when the Greek side carried out construction and military fortification and built a university in violation of the buffer zone. The UN did not explain why it tried to prevent the construction of a humanitarian road connecting the Pyle and Yigitla villages in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, TRNC, but took no action against projects mentioned above which were initiated by Greek Cypriots. The Turkish Ministry of Foreign Affairs basically states that some of these go through Turkish Cypriot property. And, also, he said, from what I have observed from my digging into the past is that the UN and the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus have not condemned nor intervened in any of the Greek Cypriot projects. It has merely noted them in various reports that were published. The Turkish Cypriot side says that the latest project, which was halted by the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus, is a humanitarian one, and it's vital for access. So, I would just basically like to know, how can you explain the clear difference of treatment to both sides, and isn't the UN and the UN peacekeeping force in Cyprus obliged to treat both sides equally? Asked the reporter. Nino left the question unanswered and said she did not have all the files with her and that she had to look into more detail. So will our Nino ever reappear with the answers to the questions? The heavy-handed and aggressive action of UNFISIP in driving their vehicles onto TRNC territory and then trying to use force to prevent the start of a road-building project is surely not maintaining their presence as UNFISIP, which is a United Nations peacekeeping force that was established under United Nations Security Council Resolution 186 in 1964 to prevent a recurrence of fighting following intercommunal violence between the Greek Cypriots and Turkish Cypriots, to contribute to the maintenance and restoration of law and order and to facilitate a return to normal conditions. Neutrality of UNFISIP, Wikipedia. The fact that a third of UNFICYP's budget is covered by one party to the conflict, ROC, i.e., the Greek Cypriots, and one guarantor, Greece, calls into question the UN's neutrality and constitutes a conflict of interest. One interlocutor acknowledged that the way the budget of UNFISIP is organized opens UNFISIP to criticism. One added, how can we be impartial if we take part of the budget from one side? TRNC President Tata recently stated that the UN has regrettably demonstrated through its statements and reactions that it is not treating the two sides on the basis of equality and fairness, and that it has taken a stance against the Turkish Cypriot side even on a humanitarian issue. Removal of UNFISIP from Northern Cyprus, Wikipedia. In October 2022, UNFISIP was given an ultimatum by the TRNC, Northern Cyprus, demanding it recognize the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus or to leave the two bases it currently has in the north. President Ersin Tata stated that in line with the Brahimi report of the UN, the consent of the TRNC for the stationing of UNFISIP is a must. TRNC Foreign Minister, Tarsin Ercüoğlu, stated that the deadline for the ultimatum for requesting the approval of the TRNC for the operations of UNFISIP in Northern Cyprus is the end of October 2022. So why is the UNFISIP still in the TRNC and have they taken on the role of an occupation force? And that is another question Nino may care to answer or not. The TRNC Ministry of Foreign Affairs has this to say on this breaking of an agreement. UNFISIP still continues to operate within the territory of the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus owing to our goodwill. In order to maintain the presence and operations of the UNFISIP in the TRNC, a mutually agreeable formal agreement is required. As all our calls towards this end remain unreciprocated, we have no other option but to take necessary steps. So what have UN achieved? Well, they introduced many peace plans, most of which were rejected by the Greek Cypriots, with notably the Annan Plan referendum, when the Turkish Cypriots endorsed the plan by a margin of almost 2-1. However, the Greek Cypriots resoundingly voted against the plan, by a margin of about 3-1, so that plan was dead and buried. After the collapse of Transmontana summit in 2017, the Turkish Cypriot leadership and Turkey changed their policy from bizonal, bicommunal federation to the two-state solution, but the UN through UNIFSIP are still trying to press the TRNC to unite with the so-called Republic of Cyprus and will not consider other options. Why did the EU grant membership to the Greek Cypriots after their rejection of the Annan plan, and not the Turkish Cypriots who voted in favor of the plan? European Union, Wikipedia. A few days before the referendum, the European Parliament passed a resolution on Cyprus on the 21st of April, 2004, which included the following statements: the European Parliament expresses its support and welcomes the initiative of the United Nations Secretary-General, acknowledges E although it would unreservedly welcome a united Cyprus as a member of the European Union, the right of Cypriots to decide for themselves on the plan in a referendum without pressure from the outside, and will respect such a decision, but points out that a broad, fact-based information campaign is still necessary, considers that this final document constitutes a historic compromise which would end one of the longest-running conflicts in Europe, and could serve as a shining example for handling equally difficult international issues. Considers that the final revised plan institutionalizes a functional federal system of government which is able to ensure that a reunited Cyprus can speak with one voice and fully play its role in the framework of the European institutions, and calls on all parties to fulfill their obligations with honesty and openness. Following the referendum, the European Commission issued the following statement to the press: the European Commission deeply regrets that the Greek Cypriot community did not approve the comprehensive settlement of the Cyprus problem, but it respects the democratic decision of the people. A unique opportunity to bring about a solution to the long-lasting Cyprus issue has been missed. The European Commission would like to warmly congratulate Turkish Cypriots for their yes vote. This signals a clear desire of the community to resolve the island's problem. The Commission is ready to consider ways of further promoting economic development of the northern part of Cyprus, but did they? Cyprus in the European Union, Wikipedia. Cyprus became a full member of the European Union in 2004. Despite being a divided country, the entire island is EU territory. Turkish Cypriots are eligible for EU citizenship, however, EU law is suspended in certain areas. Cyprus has two official languages, Greek and Turkish, but only Greek is an official EU language. EU trade accounts for 34% of Cyprus exports and 59% of imports. TRNC status in the EU, Wikipedia. As of 2018, the EU recognizes the north as being outside the control of the Greek Cypriot-led government of the Republic and hence is temporarily exempt from EU legislation. The euro also does not officially circulate in the north, and the Schengen Agreement is not in effect in Cyprus, due to complications in security at the external border to the north. The free movement of goods, capital, services, and people is also not in effect. Turkish Cypriots are considered citizens of the European Union as the EU considers them Cypriot citizens, merely living in a part of Cyprus outside of the control of the Republic of Cyprus. So back to the UN, and what are they doing to reduce the Cyprus tensions? President Ersin Tatar recently received the Assistant Secretary General for Europe, Central Asia, and the Americas in the United Nations Department of Political and Peacebuilding Affairs, Miroslav Jenka, at the Presidential Palace, according to the TRNC Public Information Office. In the photograph taken at the TRNC Presidential Palace, it was noted that Colin Stewart, the Special Representative and Head of the United Nations Peacekeeping Force in Cyprus, UNFISIP, seemed ill at ease, and perhaps the current questionable activities of UNFISIP were causing him some discomfort. The following comment was made in a posting on the Presidency of the Republic of Northern Cyprus webpage post about this meeting. President Tatar said, "We discussed the pile road issue and I explained to Mr. Jaina that the development of the Yitla pile road is purely for humanitarian reasons and that the Greek Cypriot side has been violating the buffer zone for many years. I told him that they have constructed roads, buildings, a university campus, and a shopping mall inside the buffer zone, as well as near to 300 concrete military firing positions, and laid a 12 kilometers long barbed wire near the buffer zone. The UN has never intervened or physically confronted the Greek Cypriot side during the construction of any of these." President Tatar stated that the UN has an obligation to treat both sides on the basis of equality within the framework of the Good Offices mission. but that the position taken by the international organization towards the Turkish Cypriot side with regards to the development of the road is unacceptable. Editor's note: you can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all of the time. So the only fooled people are those making these stupid denial statements and supporting lies and deceit from those people that caused the Cyprus issue in the first place. It's time for the UN to admit to the truth of the Cyprus issue and either leave or do their job with honesty and fairness to both Cypriot communities. This report is also being recorded as a video review and can be watched soon along with other videos on my YouTube channel, Chris Elliott Brings Cyprus Scene Videos. We offer a final thought to those who are opposing the TRNC demand for a Cyprus two-state solution. Did the Greeks offer to partition Cyprus? Click and read the article on Cyprus Scene and learn the truth of the Cyprus issue.